Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Brian from Maple Valley is. Brian, are you there?
I am.
What's up, Brian? See if he is ready to go. So why don't you exit the studio?
Goodbye.
For those playing along at home, Brian will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah, I mean, let's go.
I love it. In the Dr. Seuss story, what color are the eggs and ham?
Green.
Yes. The Grand Coulee Dam was built on which river?
Columbia.
Yeah. What name is given to the eggs of a sturgeon?
Ooh. Oh.
What's that?
Roe?
No.
A pass.
Noctophobia is the fear of what?
Repeat it.
Noctophobia is the fear of what?
Nighttime?
Yes. Outside of Antarctica and Greenland, what country has the most glaciers?
Canada.
That's the one. Who was declared the fastest man alive in 2012?
Usain Bolt?
That's him. What gas makes up 96% of the atmosphere on Venus?
Oh, no. Repeat again, please.
What gas makes up 96% of the atmosphere on Venus?
Helium, hydrogen.
No, no.
Pass.
What does the Roman numeral C represent?
Ooh, 1,000, million, a billion.
No, no. Which member of Motley Crue did Pamela Anderson marry?
Oh, my God. Oh, the drummer, for God's sake.
And you know what? I'm going to
I'm going to accept
your answer for the sturgeon question, all right? So I'm going to give you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay. Tommy Lee, God's sake.
Don't say it now. He's in here.
I'm in here. I'm putting the headphones on. Can I?
As if
yes,
you're
you
not going to know that one.
Thanks, Danny. I appreciate your confidence
in
me.
You know what? You're right, Danny. Welcome back,
wow.
Steve. Are you ready?
Showtime.
In the Dr. Seuss story, what color are the eggs and ham?
Green.
They are. The Grand Coulee Dam was built on what river?
River Mississippi.
No.
River of Deceit.
No.
Grand Coulee Dam. Columbia River.
Yes. What name is given to the eggs of sturgeon?
What is that?
What name is given to the eggs of sturgeon?
Name? Hash browns. Tasty eggs.
No,
sunny side up eggs.
Noctophobia is the fear of what?
Getting pregnant.
No.
Oh, that's knocked up a phobia. My bad. Sorry. Getting hit in the back of the head with a mallet.
No.
Somebody coming to your house unannounced.
No. Outside of Antarctica and Greenland, what country has the most glaciers?
I don't know, man. What the hell? Pass. I'm wasting too much time.
Who was declared the fastest man alive in 2012?
Oh, Usain Bolt.
That's him. What gas makes up 96% of the atmosphere on Venus?
Methane.
No.
Butane.
No.
Oxygen.
No. What does the Roman numeral C represent?
50.
No.
100.
Yes. Which member of Motley Crue did Pamela Anderson marry?
Tommy Lee.
That's him. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct, and that is not enough to beat Brian. Brian got 6.
Oh, Brian.
Congratulations, Brian.
Ooh, I'm the best. Nothing's ever going to let me down.
Wow. I like that you had your own song.
He nailed it.
He did.
All right, so one that you did not get right. What is the name given to the eggs of sturgeon? I was looking for caviar, but I also would accept roe. Noctophobia is the fear of night.
Mm.
Mm. Outside of Antarctica and Greenland, our friend knew that the country with the most glaciers is Canada. Neither of you knew that 96% of the atmosphere on Venus is made up of carbon dioxide.
All
but
right.
I like that you always go with methane first.
It's always. And the one time I don't, I know I will get it. I'll be screwed because it'll be right.
That's the formula.
Yes.
Another opportunity to play Beat Migs coming up at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
We have a pretty slick feature on the Odyssey app. You open it up and you can leave us a voice message right there. And some of the messages we get are very interesting.
Yeah, somebody is confused by you, Taryn Daly. And also somebody thinks that all three of us, are lazy. Yeah.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Foo Fighters.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
You have no idea how much it means to us that you take time out of your busy day to leave us a voice message. And you can do it through the Odyssey app. When you open it up, just look for the little microphone icon. Steve Miggs, how are the VMs looking today?
Well, let's check them out.
I'm on your social media right now, and what in the f*** is Marry Me Chicken?
Danny, were you making something called Marry Me Chicken?
Nope.
Okay, I wasn't.
Is this a city folks just don't get it thing? I'm confused. Taryn, what were you cooking? I get it was chicken, but why is it Marry Me Chicken?
City folks just don't get it.
Well, I did see you post that, and I've never been more hungry for chicken. Was this like a crock pot thing?
Yes, so Marry Me Chicken, I think the traditional preparation for Marry Me Chicken does not happen in the crock pot, but this was a crock pot version of it, and it was fan-freaking-tastic.
So is this something that you coined, or is this a thing, Marry Me Chicken?
No, it is a thing. And then I had many people reach out to me and ask me for the recipe, and then I was very embarrassed about where I got the recipe.
Uh-oh.
And I had to tell people, please don't judge me when I send you the video. It's from a gal that used to be on the show Teen Mom on MTV named Janelle.
Oh, my God.
I know, Danny.
And so she knows how to make Marry Me Chicken?
Apparently so. In the crock pot, don't laugh at me, Danny.
No, Janelle was the worst.
She is the worst.
I don't even know anything about anyone on this show.
Wow, you never watched Teen Mom?
I never watched Teen Mom.
Steve, you're missing out.
I know. I was very deprived. I wasn't allowed to watch it as an adult.
Person's heart is through their stomach, and maybe you're interested in your significant other putting a ring on it this Valentine's Day, then this Marry Me Chicken is the dish you need to make. Legend has it that if you make this dish for someone, they'll want to marry you after eating it. And I love a good love story. So
I'm telling you the version that I did is not that involved. Like, we dumped a bunch of stuff into the crock pot, some great seasonings and things like that.
I saw like pasta, like macaroni and cheese type pasta noodles in there.
Cavatappi pasta noodles, Steve. They just hold the flavor so nicely.
Yeah, from cavatappi to cava.
Yeah.
Bottomy? I don't know.
Wow. I mean, I definitely...
Stretch, you know, I know.
Brad has still not asked me to marry him, though. Even though we are married, he's still not proposed. So I don't know that it actually worked.
So what exactly did you put in it? So you got noodles, you got
two
chicken
breasts, some chicken stock or some chicken broth, and then you put all your seasonings in there, and also some sun-dried tomatoes, which is bomb.com. Do that for about 3 hours on
high. Is this bomb.com chicken or marry me chicken? I'm getting very confused.
Then after 3 hours, you shred the chicken. You add 16 ounces of heavy whipping cream. You add some Parmesan cheese and you stir.
What are the macros on this? I need to know.
And then you add the cavatappi pasta noodles, stir it all up, and let it cook for another hour.
So it just seems like it's just a giant cluster F of ingredients.
Oh, my God. But I'm telling you, the whole house smelled amazing.
Yeah.
My parents, I left them some, and my dad asked if they could, like, come over and get more.
Did your dad propose to you?
I
don't click on those thumbnails, Taryn.
But it was so good. So highly recommend if you want the recipe. It's from Janelle on Teen Mom, and I can totally send it to you on Instagram.
Oh, you know what? I'll hard pass on that, but I appreciate it.
There's nothing more shameful, though, than having to admit that to people. Like, okay, here's the recipe. It's from a Teen Mom.
But if it's good, it's good.
Yes.
All right, let's check out our next voice message.
This message is for the Daily Migs Show. Wondering if you guys are actually going to do that Thanksgiving shirt you were talking about, or if this is just another one of your dumb ideas that never happens.
Wow. First of all, we have a lot of dumb ideas that do happen, so thank you.
I've never felt more pigeonholed and someone being more correct than that person right there.
Ooh.
Honestly, I think we're going to make this one happen because we were talking with Ryan Castle about it yesterday. And so this all stems from, it was a voice message a while back from somebody just saying, hey, why do you guys skip from Halloween straight to Christmas? We got to show some love for Thanksgiving. And I think that same morning, we also got a voice message from someone that was complaining about, why do you guys always make black t-shirts? You should make t-shirts in other colors. So we decided to combine the two forces. We thought it'd be funny to make a non-black t-shirt that celebrated Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And I think someone suggested that, like, you were dancing on some...
On a pie.
Danny's eating a turkey leg. I'm playing with a football. Like, yeah, this sums up our show just perfectly.
Yeah.
And somebody did come up with a design for it, a listener. And we sent it to Ryan. And I think it's going to happen. We might be the only radio station in the entire world that has a Thanksgiving-themed t-shirt.
I think that more people should have Thanksgiving-themed t-shirts. Let's give Thanksgiving the attention and the respect that it deserves.
And what we're working on is trying to, I believe we're going to get in cahoots with a food bank to try and at least have a good cause for this stupid shirt. Because, I mean, that someone recommended that as well. This is all listener-driven, and it's completely ridiculous. But I do love the idea, and I think we're going to have it pretty soon. Like within the next couple of days, we'll have this Thanksgiving-themed t-shirt.
It's all happening. Gobble, gobble.
Wait. There we go.
The Daily Mix Show.
And then we cook it and make Marry Me Turkey.
Unwrapped an acoustic holiday. We'd love for you to join us, and the tickets start at $55. December 12th, Angel of the Winds Arena, Shinedown, Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead. Go to KISW.com and join the party. There is another voicemail that we received through the Odyssey app from a listener who was talking about how he decided to get back at a crappy neighbor.
Oh, had a crappy neighbor that his excuse, he was always tone deaf. And I always had to ask him, turn down his TV, it was too loud. So I was moving out, left my stereo system there that had a lot of amps and watts, put both speakers by his bedroom wall, which I shared with him in my apartment, 4 o'clock in the morning, had an airplane demo album, had it set, put it on timer, got back the next morning. The guy gave me the dirtiest look because he thought there was probably a jetliner coming through his house.
So I'm confused. Which one was the crappy neighbor?
It sounds like both.
Okay.
You're just trying to out-crap each other?
Yeah. I've been pretty lucky. I mean, I've had some, you know, at worst annoying neighbors, but never to the point where you're just like, we need to move. Like, this is too much.
That would be awful. I can't even imagine.
Have you had, I know you've had like some druggy neighbors.
Yeah, we've had some druggy neighbors. Yeah. But to be honest, I have a feeling that I might be the bad neighbor. Yeah.
You do throw crazy parties that don't go just for one day. Sometimes don't even go for 2 days. Sometimes they go for like 4 or 5 days.
We can be a little loud.
You have random things that are just parked outside. You are the crappy neighbor.
I think we are the crappy neighbor.
Danny, I didn't realize that until right now. We work with a crappy neighbor.
I knew that the whole time.
Oh, you did?
That being said,
that's
though,
why Danny refuses to move to Stanwood.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like Taryn Daly, no.
If you're a cool neighbor, then you get invited to the party. You know what I'm saying?
But that also, now I'm torn, because you do have like random people that are your neighbors that do go to your party, so you can't be that crappy. Granted, they're not from this country and barely speak English, so they don't know that you're a bad neighbor.
They don't know any better. They're still learning. Yeah. They're still learning.
Because like in my current neighborhood, like the crappy neighbor was the neighbors that just had their cars everywhere, and they still have cars, but now they park them in the right spot, so it's not as annoying anymore.
So can they get like a citation from the HOA for that kind of stuff?
No, oddly enough, I think you get citations from the actual city.
Oh,
like
really?
If they just so happen to drive, which is very rare, because it's like, why would parking enforcement just end up in a random development that's kind of a little bit tucked away?
The president of the HOA is calling it in.
Yeah, maybe. You know, you're probably right. Not going to be me, but that was the only time where we were complaining about our neighbors. But that, and also like the random drone flyer guy.
Oh, that's the worst.
But that stopped, thankfully.
Were they spying on you, do you think?
Well, they weren't spying on us, but their drone was like right over our backyard where we were. It was like I was playing with my daughter, who, you know, doesn't really wear much clothes in the summer, like underwear, and that's about it. So like, I know that they weren't doing it to be creeps, but I also didn't like that vibe and that energy of a drone above, so I went and talked to them.
That's a little unsettling.
Yeah, it was funny because like the guy seemed a little confused, but the wife, the moment she saw me walking over, you could see the look on her face like, yep, I had this, almost like it looked like she was like, I already had this conversation
told
with
you
him.
So.
Yeah, it was like one of those moments.
Okay, so question for you though, when you're walking over to talk to a neighbor.
Oh yeah, I was doing the full-on like, Vince McMahon strut.
But then when they like answer the door, are you like, hi, it's Steve from next door. I was just wanting to talk to you for a quick second.
No.
No, you go hard?
Well, that's a very weird thing to say when I'm walking over to him practically shirtless. Because I just had like a tank top on.
Hey, listen here, brother.
And I'm like, hey, are you the one with the drone? Knowing full well he's the guy with the drone because he's got the remote control in his hands. I was like, we need to have that stop. You can't have that over in my backyard. And then and the wife's like, well, you're right. And then he was like, oh, my bad, sir. It was fine.
Scary, Steve.
No, I don't think it was scary. I was just more like, you know how it is. It's like your kid's in the backyard, so you kind of a little bit on edge.
You're a very protective father.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
Okay, spill the tea. What is your neighborhood drama? When did you deal with a crappy neighbor? Or why were you the crappy neighbor? Call 206-803-ROCK, and we will take those neighborly calls after Nirvana.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What is your neighborhood drama? When did you deal with a crappy neighbor, or why were you the crappy neighbor? Call 206-803-ROCK. Steve Miggs, one person's neighborhood drama involves baby mama drama.
Ooh,
we're going to talk to him in just a moment. But first, Shelley from Renton, what is your neighborhood drama?
Well, this is a neighbor directly behind us, and she's always been an awful neighbor trying to tell us what to do in her backyard and calling HOA on us. And so we have a house fire in December of 2021. were out of the house for 2.5 years this following summer in 2022. She goes into our backyard and steals a wind chime.
What is wrong with people? Did you ever confront her about it?
Oh, we had her on ring cam, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Did she deny it?
Oh, no. Once I showed her the video, heck no. Because, well, I've always hated that thing. But, yeah, we know.
Did she give them back, though, or what? How did that work?
No, she threw it. She goes, well, let me dig through my trash. I said, trash came yesterday. Well, how much does it cost? And I said, let me call my dead grandmother and ask her.
Oh, no.
Wait, an heirloom?
For real, was it from your grandma?
No. No.
I love you, Shelly.
That's amazing.
She didn't know that. But then just last December, her house caught on fire.
Oh, no!
Shelly, where were you when the fire happened?
I was getting in the shower for work.
That's a good alibi. Yeah.
Also, what's going on in your neighborhood where all these houses are going on fire?
Doesn't sound like the place to move.
Did that happen in our development where a house went on fire? Was it a house that wasn't fully built yet? When we first moved in, there was a lot of houses being built.
Oh, no.
And all of a sudden, I was like, the house, not that far from us, like several houses away, but still not that far. I mean, we could feel the heat when you opened it. We went and, like, holy crap, what's going on? We turned to find out somebody stole a car, drove it into our development, parked it into the garage that wasn't fully done yet. So there was still you could drive it into the garage. There was no garage door. Set the car on fire.
Whoa.
Which then set the house on fire, which also then set the other houses next to it, kind of charred them. So people had to move out of their homes. It was a disaster.
And that's when you took advantage and went and stole the chimes.
I did. Those freaking wind chimes were way too loud.
206-803-ROCK. Tony from Bremerton, what is your neighborhood drama?
So I live on the west side of Bremerton, right? And it gets a little wild over there. And I live in I'm apartment living right now. So we have this one neighbor, and when there's nobody around, she seems to be pretty well, good, But she has this baby daddy who is constantly in and out of jail. And about a week ago, because this is our neighborhood entertainment, you can see eyes out of windows, staring at these situations all the time. And so I guess he just got out of jail and came up to the neighborhood, and he met his lady outside, and they start getting after it, and almost instantly they start getting after it, right? Yelling,
Tony, when you say getting after it, are they having sex or are they arguing?
No, sorry. Let me clarify words a little bit.
I'm moving to Bremerton.
After it aggressively, angry, they're fighting with each other almost in a way.
Okay.
So while this is happening, no less than 5 minutes later, another car pulls up and two other Bemerlos get out. And these girls storming right after him, right? And they're fighting with the girl. He's trying to hold both of them back. And we're trying to figure out why is everybody because all the words are all being mixed with each other. When we started clarifying everything, the two girls that rolled up were also his baby mamas.
No!
And they're friends with each other. And so midway through fighting her, they start fighting each other. So it's a three-way fight between all of these girls. And then no less than, I'd say, 8 minutes later, a bunch of PD shows up, breaks the situation over. But this is an every week thing. So, I'll probably see it next week.
Yeah, who needs YouTube when you got this entertainment outside?
Yeah, Tony, will you please give us some updates on this as time goes on? Because I'm very curious to know how all of this shakes out.
All right, for sure. If you guys have another segment, I'll definitely call in and let you guys know.
Well, yeah, I look forward, Tony, to the future Bremerlo segment.
By the obese freak with a 40-inch waist and a 10-inch beak, overweight and out of shape with a triple chin. Her brassiere strikes fear in the hearts of men. The girls are Bremerlo.
The girls are Bremerlo in Tony's neighborhood.
The Daily Migs Show.
How would you like to take down Steve Migs this morning? He has 343 wins, coming off his 118th loss this morning and 100 ties so far on the year. You can call 206-803-ROCK if you think you can beat Migs at 650.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.